This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome. We've got our special guest standing by, Dr. John Littell. And we have been with Dr. John, or he's been with us since even before right when the COVID thing was breaking down. Dr. John, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Good to talk to you. Happy Friday.
Hey.
A lot to talk about today in healthcare.
Yeah. Dave Weldon, was he a good pick for the CDC? I mean, why did they pull his name at the last minute?
Well, yes, he was a great pick. I endorsed him from the get-go. You know, that's real quick about Dave Weldon. Obviously, a four-term congressman, he authored the Weldon Amendment, which is still the federal law, which protects physicians and hospitals of conscience from being forced to perform abortions or do, you know, things against their conscience. So he's a good Christian man. He also did show some skepticism. He revealed that he had skepticism against the vaccines. For example, giving hepatitis B vaccine to every newborn when it's not at risk of a sexually transmitted or blood-borne disease. So he has been very reasonable about the vaccines all along. But who really torpedoed him of the senators that are on the health committee were Bill Cassidy out of Louisiana,
and he's a doctor.
And actually, he was a friend of mine. He's one of the reasons I was involved with a lot of things 13 years ago, and went to several meetings with him when he was a congressman. He's internal medicine, but he's definitely not one that wants to tolerate any skepticism when it comes to vaccines. He's made that very clear when he supported Bobby Kennedy's nomination. So, yeah, they pull him down. Listen, guys, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, for decades has been run by essentially population control eugenicist fanaticists who've been trying to do things in healthcare that are just plain wrong, plain wrong. Now, they get a lot of things right. But when it came to COVID, obviously, we know they were dead wrong. You know, 10 feet apart, to sterilizing all the surfaces, keeping people out of schools. I mean, everything the CDC said we should do, it turns out they were wrong when it came to COVID. And when it comes to vaccine administration and the vaccine schedule that they recommend, now it's out of control. And every other country in the world gets it. So what's going on here is we're going to have a hard time finding someone to replace Dave Weldon. And of course, you know, I wanted to talk to you about specifically the measles. I had no idea they were going to get rid of Dave Weldon when I asked Greg if I could get on the show, because this measles epidemic has a lot to do with it, this sham measles epidemic. One 10-year-old child from a Mennonite community in Texas where they don't vaccinate their kids, just as the Amish don't, okay? And this there was a delay of care. I actually got to talk to the physician involved in the care of that child, of her family, after the fact, and it was horrendous that this 10-year-old essentially was allowed to die because the people, when she got to the hospital, didn't know how to manage the pneumonia, which could have been treated, quite honestly. So one child's death from measles becomes the impetus behind now everybody saying that everybody needs to go back and unquestioningly receive the MMR and all these other vaccines. And, you know, I think Dave Weldon was another one who questioned you know, the studies on MMR when they first came out. And I can give you more detail. We don't have enough time to show you all the stuff that he knew that I also know about the inadequacy of the studies when they rolled out these vaccines.
Well, I've got a little grandson that's like 7 months old. I want to know, you know, about the MMR. Is it good or bad, or is it should be taken at a later date, or what's the deal?
Yeah, so when it comes to measles, let's put it this way. And someone reminded me the other day of an episode in the Brady Bunch where they actually, you know, they used to have chickenpox parties. It was actually a measles episode in the Brady Bunch where, you know, they all got measles and it was humorous, okay? I took care of kids with measles when I was taking care of Haitian migrants in Guantanamo Bay. We had a whole tent. We had a bunch of kids and you know, with measles and some adults. It was an interesting case for me because I had not seen measles, you know, this is back in the 90s. They were self-limited viral infections, as is chickenpox. The worst-case scenarios, you know, if you get lung involvement, is that you can treat it with steroids, the same way we treated COVID pneumonia with steroids and other chemicals. You know, vitamin A also works amazingly well. So I think what has happened here is you really look at measles, one child dying. They also concocted another one out of New Mexico that was not the real deal. And then you ask yourself, what is the risk-benefit ratio, always, right? In medicine, am I doing harm by giving my child MMR? Well, you know, someone's going to say there's absolutely no connection between MMR and autism rates that are skyrocketed that President Trump alluded to during his address recently. But in the absence of good data, and this is what Dave Weldon was pointing out, there was one study that came out in the British journal Lancet back in the day when the MMR was rolled out, and they retracted that study because it had very good data showing that the MMR did potential harm to children in their gut with their gut health, actually, not even unrelated to autism. So I'm not here to say absolutely don't get it, but I think every parent has the right to say no. Measles, as is mumps, as is chickenpox, are self-limited viral infections. And you really can't say that MMR has done no harm to children. You can't say that. There's no way you can say that. Bayer's already has proven that. So, we live in a day where you cannot question orthodoxy. And CDC has been nothing but protocol-driven medicine that you cannot question for decades. Finding someone else that's going to be brave enough to get up in there and actually take a pay cut. You know, Dave Weldon was willing to take a huge pay cut, leave a clinical practice of medicine, and work for that government. And Senator Bill Cassidy, who's running for re-election in 2 years, if you know anyone out there in Louisiana, get rid of that guy, because he was one of the guys, you know, who voted for the impeachment of Trump, too, as a Republican. So, you know, we got problems.
How do we have a state of honesty in the medical industry, for lack of a better term, when, you know, you've got huge insurance companies looking at profit margins and you've got huge, you know, big pharma? How can you, you know, is there anybody that can really, you know, stop them from running roughshod over our government entities?
Yeah, I sent out a text to some friends yesterday that big pharma is just the beast that will not ever apparently disappear. I mean, I see it every day in my practice of medicine as I'm trying to prescribe drugs, and I see that I can't get a cheap albuterol inhaler, you know, for somebody who has asthma anymore. They've skyrocketed the price so that they could push their new drugs, this Air Supra. They made insulin unaffordable. They made life-saving drugs unaffordable to push more expensive drugs like Jardiance and Air Supra. And I see it every day in my practice. It is obscenely evil, frankly, that we have allowed this to happen in our country, the drug ads and all the other stuff that's happening. We need to take on all of this, and there needs to be courageous people willing to take it on. Bobby Kennedy's one, and unfortunately, they're not allowing him to be surrounded by other people of equal courage. You know, as far as just my day-to-day practice of medicine, what I'm seeing is also the hospitals have their own protocols. And right now, guys, I can't say it enough. I sound like a broken record. You got to find doctors willing to stay in independent practice, not be scarfed up by hospitals, because that's the kiss of death. You know, they end up aligning with insurance companies and big pharma, and all this stuff is just going the wrong direction.
Always enlightening, great information. Dr. John Littell, it's always a pleasure. Stay on top of it and keep fighting for us. We appreciate it.
You keep fighting. I'll be in the ring right there alongside you guys.
You've got
a blessed weekend.
Yeah, you too. And enjoy a good St. Patrick's Day coming up on Monday as well.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.